Hello and welcome to Case Dismissed, a teenager's guide to the Supreme Court. I'm Carter Higgins, and I'm so glad you decided to listen today. In today's episode, I examine the case that opined on race being a factor in redistricting, Shaw versus Reno. Since the podcast has already put out an episode about redistricting, Baker versus Carr, just a quick refresher may be needed. Redistricting is the process of redrawing district lines every 10 years in accordance with the U.S. Census, in order to keep up with population changes that may have occurred in such state. After the U.S. Attorney General rejected a North Carolina reapportionment plan because the plan created only one black majority district, the state submitted a new plan with two black majority districts. One district was no longer than the interstate road alongside it. Five North Carolinians challenged the constitutionality of the district's unusual shape, claiming that it was only meant to secure black representatives. After a district court ruled that the residents failed to state a constitutional claim, they appealed to the Supreme Court. The constitutional question of this case was, did North Carolina's black majority-minority districts raise a valid constitutional claim under the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause? The court ruled that even though North Carolina's redistricting plan seemed racially neutral on its face, the bizarre shape suggested that there was a clear effort to racially separate voters. Writing the majority opinion, Justice O'Connor stated that the district, quote, bears an uncomfortable resemblance to political apartheid, end quote. Writing the dissenting opinion, Justice White believed that the appellants, the residents, were not able to prove that their right to vote was being infringed upon. White stated, the question, quote, is whether the classification based on race discriminates against anyone by denying equal access to the political process, end quote. And in Shaw v. Reno, this was not the case. The precedent set by Shaw v. Reno is important because the court ruled that race cannot be a main factor in redistricting. This case established that packed districts prioritize the vote of one group of people over another. Hello and welcome to Case Dismissed, a teenager's guide to the Supreme Court. I'm Carter Higgins, and I'm so glad you decided to listen today. In today's episode, I examine the case that opined on race being a factor in redistricting, Shaw versus Reno. Since the podcast has already put out an episode about redistricting, Baker versus Carr, just a quick refresher may be needed. Redistricting is the process of redrawing district lines every 10 years in accordance with the U.S. Census, in order to keep up with population changes that may have occurred in such state.